Shalom, Baruch, welcome to Meseches Baba Basra, Dav Tes Vov. Today's Dav discusses who the authors of Ksuvim are. We discuss who wrote the last 8 psukim of the Torah. We discuss when Eov lived, many opinions. We discuss whether Eov was even Jewish. We discuss, again, Eov's story. We begin, the Gemara tells us that the order of Ksuvim is Rus, Sefer Tehillim. The Rosh Hashanah says it's called Sefer Tehillim because it has 5 prakim, and the psukim are similar typeset to the Torah. Eov, Mishlei, Kohelet, Shir HaShirim, Kinos, which is Eichod, Daniel, Megillas, Esther, Ezra, and Devar HaYomim. According to the Man Omar, asks the Gemara that Eov lived during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shouldn't he be before Sefer Tehillim and Rus? He should be first. The Gemara says we don't want to kick off Ksuvim with Peronios. Eov is not a happy story. Rus was also Peronios, yeah, but by Rus there was a happy ending. Like Rabbi Yochanan says, that she was called Rus because from her came David, who is Sher Yuhu. He like soaked HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his Shiris and Sheshbachas. Now, who wrote Sefer Ksuvim? So Moshe wrote the Torah, his Sefer. He also wrote Parshas Bilam and Eoiv. Yeshua wrote his Sefer. He also wrote the last 8 psukim in the Torah. We'll get to that in a moment. Shmuel wrote his Sefer and Nishoiv to Merus. David wrote Sefer Tehillim, but with the help of many others. It was a bit of a compilation. He had 10 Zekeinim incorporated into Tehillim. He had other Merishain. He had Malkitzedek, Avraham, was Itono Ezrachi. We had Moshe, who wrote the Perek Tzadi, and the 10 to follow. Tarek Abal Shabbos was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Haman of Maskila Haman. He had Yedusun, who wrote Lamanatech Liyedusun. Asaf and the 3 sons of Korach, all incorporated into Tehillim. Yirmiyah wrote his Sefer, Yirmiyah and Malachim and Kinos, he wrote Eicha. Chizkiah wrote Yeshaya, Mishlei, Shir HaShirim, Kehelet, along with his generation, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, including, you know, Mordechai HaTzadik. They wrote Yechezkel, Tshrei Osir, Daniel, and Megillas Esther. Ezra, he wrote his Sefer, and Divrei Yomim until his Sefer. This is actually a raya to Rav, because Rav Yehuda Marav says that Ezra came up to Bavel only after he wrote up all his Yichus. The Maizah who finished his Sefer, Nehemiah ben Chachalio. Next, Mar tells us that Yeshua wrote his Sefer in the last 8 psukim of the Torah. So what are these last 8 psukim? There's a brisa that says that Yeshua wrote the last 8 psukim of Vayomash Moshe Ever Hashem. How could Moshe have written that? Whether he's dead or alive is Shailen Gesayis. But if he was alive, how could he write that he died? That's Sheker. And if he died, then how's he writing it? Elamai, Moshe wrote up until these 8 psukim, and Yeshua wrote after that. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and some say it was Menchemia. But if Shimon says Moshe wrote an entire Sefer, it couldn't be that he wrote the whole thing minus anything. So Elamai, up until the last 8 psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, write. So Moshe said the words and wrote it out. Tosfos Menachos says this is in the Makor that a Sofer says out what he's about to write. After these 8 psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Vayomas Shem Moshe, and Moshe wrote those in tears. Like it says later, Vayom Alehem Baruch Mi Baruch said Mi Pivi Kare Elias called Forum Eile Vanikoyse Val Sefer B'Diyoi. Moshe talks about how it wasn't Sheker to be writing it in tears. The Gemara asks, we have a mimer from Rav Yeshua ben Abba and Rav Gedolma Rav that the last 8 psukim are different in that a yochid is able to read those himself. Achari, this is unlike Rav Shimon, who says that Moshe wrote them just like the rest of the Torah. Why would the last 8 psukim be any different? The Gemara says that even according to Rav Shimon, who says that he wrote it in tears, he still wrote it differently. So there could be different halachas with the last 8 psukim. Moving on, we say Yeshua wrote his own Sefer. The problem is, it says in Yeshua, Vayomas Yeshua ben Nun Ever Hashem. Who wrote that? The Gemara says Elozer finished that. It also says Elozer ben Aaron Meis. Who wrote that pasuk? Pinchas finished that part off. Now Shmuel wrote his sefer. The problem is that it says in Sefer Shmuel, Ushmuel Meis, Gor Achuza and Osan Hanavi finished that. Now the Gemara says we have David writing Sefer Tehillim, and it says that the Ten Zekeinim were incorporated into Tehillim. Why isn't Itanu Ezrachi included? Rav explains that Itanu Ezrachi is Avraham. The pasuk says Itanu Ezrachi, and it says by Avraham mi ha'ir mi mizrach tzedek. Mizrach and Ezrachi tell us that Itanu Ezrachi was Avraham. Moshe is included in. He was called Haman, like Rav says. Haman is a lashon of Moshe. We learn from the pasuk of Haman and b'chol besi ne'eman hu. Elamai, there's two Hamans. One was Moshe and one was another person named Haman. Now when it says that Moshe wrote his Sefer Parshas Bilam and Eoiv, right, Moshe wrote Matayu. There's a riot to Rebbe Levi Bar Lachma. He says, the first opinion of when Eoiv lived, he says that Eoiv lived in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. All right, he was one of the three advisors to Paroi. The pasuk says, Ki yitain Eifoi v'yichtevun Mili, and it says, Ubame yoidea Eifoi. Why don't we say, as you're saying, just from the lashon of Eifoi, it tells me when he lived. By Yitzchak Ross says Eifoi, it says, Mi Eifoi, who had sort of tired. By Yaakov it says, Im Kain, Eifoi zois Asu. By Yosef it also says, Eifoi him royin. The guy says, no. The pasuk says, Mi Yitain, Besefer v'yuchku. Moshe is called the Mechoikik. Vayirum Rishis Loikishom Chilke Mechoikik Sofun. It was in the time of Moshe. Second opinion, Rava says that Eoiv lived in the times of the Meraglim. He learns this from the pasuk of Ish Hayaberet Utz Eoiv Shemoi, and it says Hayish Bo Eitz by Meraglim. The Gemara says 1 second, Utz and Eitz are different. Elamai, Moshe told Klai Yisrael that there is someone whose years are long like Eitz, and protects his door like Eitz, referring to Eoiv. There was a Talmud Chacham learning by Rav Shmuel ben Achameini, and they said that Eiv never existed. He's a mashal. The whole story of Eiv is a mashal. They said on you have the pasuk of Ish Hoyo Beret Utz Eiv Shemoi. It says that there was a guy living in Utz. His name was Eiv. That's a mashal. The pasuk says of Vilarosh in Kol Ki Im Kivso Achas Ketana Shakon of Yechya. This is God giving David a mashal. Now there wasn't actually a kivso. There wasn't actually rich and a poor man. That was just a mashal. So you're going to tell me that here is also a mashal. The problem is by Eiv. Why did they say where he was from? If it's just a mashal, I don't need all the details. Give me the information that's necessary for the message. Look at Sakakasha on that. They have a fourth opinion where Eiv lived. They say he was Ma'ile Goyla. He had a base magician, Tveria. Ruben McGurlis Taka learns that they're agreeing that their Eiv is a mashal. They were just saying that, just like Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lozer had tough lives, if you come to Tveria's base magician, you'll see people who are living Eiv digga lives. The problem with saying that Eiv was like now in Tveria in the times of the Tanoim, we learned that Eiv was there from the time that Kaiser went into Mitzrayim until they left, which was quite a bit before Tveria was a thing. Elamai means that those years, the 210 years that we were in Mitzrayim, are the years of Eiv, but it doesn't have to be in that same Kufa. We learned that there were 7 Nevi'im of the non-Jews. There was Bilam, his father, Eiv, Eliphaz et Hemoni, Bildad Ashuchi, Toifer and Naomi, the friends of Eiv, and Eliyahu ben Berachel Abuzi. You see, Eiv wasn't Jewish. So they say, 1 second, just because he's in this list, it means he's not Jewish? Eliyahu ben Berachel was Jewish. It says, Mimishbachas Rom. Elamai, it doesn't mean that they're not Jewish. It means that they prophesized for non-Jews. Hold on a second. Everyone prophesized for non-Jews. Moshe could have given Nevuah to non-Jews. Elamai means that most Nevi'im, their main prophecy was for Klai Yisrael. If a Klai got a Nevuah also, maybe they would get that message as well. But these 7, most of their Nevuah was given to Goyim. Now the Gemara asks, we learned that there was a Chosid in the non-Jewish world named Eiv. And he came to this world to be Mekabel Eschar. You see, he's talking not Jewish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Yisurim on him and he started to be Mechar from Megadev. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doubled his Schar in this world so that he wouldn't get Schar in the next world. The Gemara says, I hear you, Taina. It's Mechlek Stanoim whether he was Jewish or not. The fifth Mekar, fifth opinion when he lived was in the days of Shofet HaShoiftim. Like the Pasuk says, Hein Atem Kulchem Chazisim V'lom Azevel Tahavelu. It's referring to the Dar that was fully Hevel. That was the door of the Shofet HaShoiftim. So the Mechlek is whether Eve was Jewish or not. Rabbi Shulman Korach has a sixth opinion. He says that Eve lived in the times of Achashverosh. He learns just from the Pasuk of Lay, Nimsa Noshim Yofis Kibonis Eve Cholaret. Eve had the most beautiful daughters. And the generation where they were looking for the most beautiful woman was in the door of Achashverosh. Why didn't they take Esther? So Rav Shlomo Gansfried says that Esther wasn't objectively the most beautiful. She was green. She had that chut shel chesed, which is why they chose her. But in Hanami, it could be Eve's daughters were objectively more beautiful. Why can't we place Eve in the times of David when it says they were looking for Nara Yafet for David? But over there, they weren't looking everywhere. They were just looking in Gvul Yisrael. It could be Eve lived outside. Rabbi Nosson has a seventh opinion that Eve lived in the times of Malchus Sheval, like the pasuk says there, Vatipol Sheval Vatikchem. The Chachamim say in eighth opinion that he lived in the times of Kastim, where the pasuk says Kastim Somu Shloisha Roshim. Some say he lived in the times of Yaakov Avinu, and he actually married Dina. The pasuk says Kedover Achas and Avilis Tidabri, and it says Ki Nivlo Oso Bi Yisrael. Same lashon of Nevelo. Now, everyone held that Eve was Jewish besides for that one opinion. Because if you hold that he was an Akum, the Shekhinah wasn't Shoira on Goyim after Moshe Rabbeinu. This is one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, that the Shekhinah shouldn't be Shoira on Goyim. And Hashem granted his request. And Afilu Aniva Ameich. Moving on, Rabbi Yochanan says that the door of Eiv was saturated with zima, with promiscuity. Like the pasuk says, "Hin atem kolchem chazisem v'loma ze hevel ta'avelu." And the pasuk says, "Shuvi shuvi Hashalom es shuvi shuvi v'neches zebach." And we're learning that neches is lashon of arayas. But it could be, why says the Gemara, maybe v'neches is referring to chazon yeshayo, it's referring to nevuah. Nah, but then it wouldn't say hevel ta'avelu, which makes it sound like a very bad thing. So v'neches must be referring to something bad, arayas. That was Eiv's door. Rabbi Yochanan also says, what does the pasuk mean? He says that door, they were judging the judges. The judge would say, you know, take this splinter from your eyes. And they would say, splinter, judge, you have a whole board between your eyes. And they would say, yeah, your money is tainted. And they would say, your wine is diluted. The judges were even more corrupt than the defendants. Next, Rav Shmuel by Nachmeni Rav Yonasan says that Malkas Sheva was a woman. They're mistaken. Malkas Sheva was the name of the kingdom, not the king. Now, beginning the story of Eve, it says, "Vayhi ayoyim, vayavoyu b'neiweli, himli siyatziv al Hashem. V'yo, v'yo gam ha-satam b'soicham." Hashem tells the Satan, where you been? He says, I've all around the world, and I haven't found anyone who is like your Eved Avram. Like the Pasuk says, Kul misalach ba'oretz, lor kol rochvo ki lecho etneno. The galus of Avram is, even by Ephron, he couldn't find a place to bury his wife. Lehir achar midoy secho. He didn't complain. Right, it took him 400 shekel kesef. Some learned that this was the 10th nisoyan of Avram, that even after Akedis Yitzchok, you think like, okay, fine, I'm done. You know, like it doesn't get to a higher madriga. That little tickle, that little annoyance right after the big nisayon, that's the biggest nisayon, to see if you're really going to hold on to it. Hashem tells the Satan, Hashem tells the Satan, Hesam to livcho al avdi Eiv, ki ein kamoyu ba'oretz. You think Avram's the best? Look at Eiv. He's not too shabby. Rabbi Yochanan Gadol says that the compliments of Eiv were even greater than Avram. By Avram it says, ki ato yadanti ki yureli kim ato. By Eiv it says, ish tam yosher yureli kim, and it adds, v'sar meira. What's the sar meira? Abba Bar Shmuel says that Eiv was mevater on his money. See, most people, they'll give a half pruta to the chenvoni in the change. Eiv was mevater on it. He would give the full pruta when he is ordering something that's worth half a pruta. Beis Hashem will pick up with you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for learning with me. Kol Tov.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.